Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. You have been in this arc whether you tracked it consciously or not. The Venus cycle from early 2025 through now moved through every area of your life. Relationships, finances, creative work, self-worth, values, something was dreamed. Something was tested. Something was released at the South Node in October. And what remained after that release is what you're carrying into March. The question Saturn is asking on March 8th is not complicated. What did you do with what survived? Not what did you feel? Not what did you intend? Not what you're planning to do eventually? What have you actually built? What have you actually moved toward? What have you initiated? What have you changed between the vow in April 2025 and right now? If the answer is honest and real, if something was genuinely constructed, if you actually showed up, if you carried the weight without putting it down when it got uncomfortable, then March 8th is confirmation. Saturn sealing what is true. The green light is yours. And if the answer is that, I've been processing, I'm still waiting, I got a plan, I'm almost starting. Saturn in Aries has no patience for that bullshit. The Pisces phase accepted surrender and trust, an invisible process. Aries does not. The time for making a vow is behind you. The time for being is now. Neptune showed you the dream on the 7th. Saturn is showing you the standard on the 8th. What you do with both is your choice. March 6th, feel the shift when Venus crosses into Aries. The atmosphere changes. Desire picks up a different quality. Less fluid, more direct. Something in you may want to move on something you've been sitting with. Let the arrival land before you act. March 7th, pay attention to what's surfaced. Neptune's conjunctions don't arrive with drama. They arrive with feeling. A moment of unusual clarity about something you love or want. A recognition. Make sure you write it down. Notice whether vision feels confirmed or whether something has changed. You will need that answer for the next day. March 8th, this is the day. Something will ask you to commit, to declare, to demonstrate through action what you've been carrying through intention. Don't soften the answer with the spiritual language. Saturn in Aries wants to see you move, not hear you explain why you haven't. The dream was born in Pisces, the fantasy released in Virgo. What remains is real. Aries is where the real thing gets built. A construction site isn't the destination. It's what beautiful things look like before they finish. Put your boots on. Grab your hard hat. Time to get to work. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.